Welcome, Mr. Singer. Welcome to Radio Sefarad, and thank you so much for this interview. The first question is, ¿cuáles son los principales objetivos de este Congreso Judío Mundial?
What are the principal objectives of the World Jewish Congress?
The purpose of the World Jewish Congress in Cordoba is to bring Jews from as many communities as possible to the meeting of the OSCE, to have them explain to the organizers of the meeting the dangers for Europe of anti-Semitism, not for the Jews, but for Europe. When Europe has a lack of comfort for one of its minorities, Europe is in danger, not just that minority. The defense of minorities is the most important principle of every democracy. Not how the comfort of the majority is, but how the comfort of the minority.
La idea del Congreso Judío Mundial es de llevar aquí a la mayor cantidad posible de judíos de todo el mundo aquí a Córdoba para poder en la junta de la OCE explicar qué tan grande puede llegar a ser el problema del antisemitismo, porque no en tanto como en peligro hacia los judíos, sino tanto peligro hacia Europa, porque el peligro hacia Europa es un resultado del peligro de sus minoridades.
¿Cree que existe un antisemitismo relevante o preocupante en España y qué definiría, qué características tendría este antisemitismo?
Do you think that there is a relevant antisemitism in Spain, and if yes, what would define it?
The answer is of course, even though there are very few Jews in Spain, there is a real antisemitism in Spain, and that is defined by attitudes. It's defined by old historic attitudes towards Jews. Let us not fool ourselves that in Spain there is a history of the Inquisition. In Spain there is a history of the Jews who were driven from Spain and had to leave or convert. There is a history of the Church's relations with Jews. All of this, you know, is in the background and cannot be, you know, forgotten, even though for 500 years there are no open Jews living in Spain. Nevertheless, you have to take this into reality consideration, and you have to know that the facts are that today that there's no physical anti-Semitism, there's no violence, there's no terror, there's no persecution of Jews in public, you know, those things don't happen. So what kind of anti-Semitism is there? There is an undertone of anti-Semitism. There is a question that is asked, for instance, that's the most shocking question. How many Spanish people answer by saying they would not like to have a Jewish neighbor? And the answer is a very large majority, the largest majority of European Jews, European non-Jews, answered in Spain that they wouldn't want to have a Jewish neighbor of all the countries, which is shocking. Because, you know, there are so few Jews here who would be angry, so they must be answering on the basis of history. But this doesn't mean something that causes us fear or something that causes us concern. It's just unpleasant. It requires a better educational system. It requires a better training of the children. It requires a better understanding of what the relationship between Jews and non-Jews are like. And this needs to be one of the results of the meeting. But this meeting is not only about Spain. This meeting is about all 55 countries, and what needs to be done is the same standard needs to be set all over the world, in Spain, in the United States, in England, in France, in Poland, in Croatia, in every part of the world. We need the same standards. Then there will be a comfort level for everyone, not just for the Jews, of living in each country.
Hay que tomar en cuenta que en España hay una historia de antisemitismo muy larga, ha habido persecuciones, inquisición, han echado a los judíos, etc. A pesar de esto, hay muy pocos judíos a la fecha en España, de lo cual uno de los resultados es que no hay un antisemitismo físico, no hay violencia, pero hay un antisemitismo un poco más escondido, digamos, que a una pregunta que se les ha hecho a los españoles si quisieran tener un vecino judío, la mayoría ha dicho que no. Y esto es un problema que se tiene que cambiar en la educación, a partir del liceo. Pero otra vez recordemos que estamos aquí no solo para hablar de España, sino para hablar de todos los 55 países representantes.
¿Qué tendría que pasar para que las reuniones de Sevilla y Córdoba él las considerara un éxito?
What would have to happen for you to consider the meetings in Córdoba and Sevilla an exit, a success?
I would consider it a success if it were to take upon itself the same kind of responsibilities as the meeting in Berlin last year took on. I'm very concerned that it already isn't of the same quality as Berlin last year, because Foreign Minister Fischer took tremendous efforts to bring large number of people of a very high level, foreign ministers and prime ministers, and persons like Foreign Minister Powell in the United States to come and make very strong statements. First. Second, very, very important point would be to have a very strong statement to come out of Cordova that would be one that would be able to be influencing the behavior of all of the countries the way a statement came out of Berlin last year.
Para que él considere que esto es un éxito, que él ya teme que no va a poder serlo, tendría que tomarse la misma responsabilidad que se tomó en el año pasado en Berlín, en la cual Fischer lo organizó de tal manera que llegaron muchísima gente muy importante de gobiernos, etcétera, que es algo que por el momento no se ha hecho. Y la segunda razón es que para que salga esto, para que esto se considere un éxito, es que haya, que se acabe con un discurso y una resolución muy, muy fuerte para el antisemitismo.
¿Cree que el gobierno español debería esforzarse más en el apoyo a este congreso y a lo que representa?
Do you think the Spanish government should support more this meeting and what it represents?
I think that the Spanish government did take an interest in it. I think that it is a development that is positive. However, the Germans did take this more seriously and were more effective so far. But you never know, maybe it will still develop into an important meeting. Part of the responsibility is ours.
Él cree que sí, el gobierno español sí ha tomado los interés y medidas, pero que comparado al gobierno alemán del año pasado, estas medidas son un poco menores, porque el gobierno alemán lo tomó con mucho más responsabilidad y seriedad.
Thank you so much for being in Radio Separat, and have a good time in Córdoba.
Thank you very, very much. Muchas gracias.